ngā reo e ngā mana i ngā rauranga tiramā, tēnā koutou katoa e te whānau e hakorongo mai ana ki tā tātou nei tāonga, te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o tika, i wā te kaumawhitu, i ratahi te iariri. Ko hau tēnei ko Janelle Popata, tā koutou kai kawe kōrero mō te wā e mihi ana kia koutou katoa. E te whānau kia tahuria ki tātou ki tā tātou nei kai kōrero o te wā a Joshua Dent, ka tahuri ki te hakatau iae tēnei wā tonu. A kia ora e te whānau, so Joshua is one of the Northland recovered COVID-19 survivor and is sharing his story today, this morning, to raise the awareness on his journey. Morena, Joshua, thank you for joining us this morning.
Morena, thank you.
Pihana koe tēnei rā, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. I'm feeling much, much better than how I was feeling.
Ka pai. Awesome, e hoa. For those that are listening that don't know, you were the 23rd confirmed case of COVID-19 in Aotearoa. Can you tell us where you think you might have been infected?
Yeah, absolutely. I went on a quick little holiday that was cut short for obvious reasons to London to go see my best friend. So doing the trace back, they've said I picked it up there.
And could you share with everyone your experience of being tested and then having it confirmed that you were in fact unwell with COVID-19?
Yeah, so I flew back. So I went over to Paris for one night. I was supposed to be there for a couple nights, but they called for New Zealanders to come home. So I came straight home after a night there. When I landed into New Zealand, the drive, you know, from Auckland up north for about 4 hours, and about 2 hours into it, I started getting my first symptoms with a headache, runny nose, cough, sore throat. And by the time I got home, I kind of had ticked off all of the symptoms under the COVID-19 umbrella. Gave Healthline a quick call, got through after about 30 or so minutes, and was told that the next morning I have to go and get a test. So I'd kind of mentally prepared because of all my symptoms and because of the urgency of my test that I'd probably have it. So I went over to my GP here in the Bay of Islands, and they stick this swab up, you know, and they came out in a full hazmat suit with their glasses and everything, and you just sit in your car because you're not allowed to go in just because you're quite infectious. And my results came back really quickly. They came back the next day. And I got that phone call the next day. But it's a bit of a tough phone call to hear. But I think because I was quite sick, I'd already kind of prepared for the phone call to come back positive.
So you're already prepared mentally?
Definitely.
Wow. And how were they when they informed you that you were positive with COVID-19?
They were extremely, extremely nice. The health professionals that I've spoken to, they've called me every single day, and they've just been so kind about it because I guess they know, you know, most things about it, and they just want to make sure that you're all right, since there's not many people with it at the moment in New Zealand. So, you know, they treat you with so much kindness.
Ka pai, ka pai. And your whānau, so you talk about the support you had from your dad while you were quarantined. Can you tell everyone listening about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So on probably day two or three, I can't remember exactly of being positive. I had a little bit of an episode where my shortness of breath was playing up a bit. So I was having a little bit of trouble there. This kind of scared my whānau, and my dad came straight over and he moved in to the to our area, but he lives in his car. He set himself up a little camping stove and he showers underneath the hose just so that we don't have any cross contamination. He cooked my meals for me, and we have a meeting point in the middle of the deck where he'll walk in, drop it off, walk off the deck, and then I'll walk out of the house and pick it up, and that'll be my car for the day. So I had so much support from him. And it's just been nice to not go crazy being in isolation, because I think I'm on day 14 today by in isolation, and I think New Zealand's on number 4, so I've got a little bit of a head start on everyone.
Oh, awesome to hear, Ehua. And so did you have any like rongoā or resources to help you when you were feeling a bit short of breath?
Unfortunately, because it's such a new disease, they can't do anything about it. Mm. You've just got to wait it out. Lots of water and Panadol. But just try the little things, like hot showers to clear up the airways and a little diffuser with some essential oils that my mum dropped off. But otherwise, it's just a very weighted out virus.
Kia ora. And did you have any other whānau or friends that travelled back with you during that flight back home?
No, I was by myself, so I went and visited friends over there. But yeah, by myself, over and back.
Ka pai ihoa. Any last words to our listeners and whānau that are listening in?
I just want to say, you know, stay home, be kind, look after your whānau and friends. Make sure you keep checking up on everyone because it's going to be a tough 4 weeks all being at home. But just listen to what they're saying and we'll make sure we look after our ahe.
Ka pai. All the best to you, Ehua. Ngā mana ki tanga ki runga I a koe. Moinei wiki ke moi I a tātou.
Thank you very much. Ka kite.
Ka kite. Era e te whānau, koeira ko tā tātou nei kai kōrero o te wā a Joshua Dean. Mihi nui ki ai ai whai wā te kōrero mai ki a mātai tēnei ata e pāna ki ona whiako tērā o ngā mate korauna i pāngia kinotia ki ai a engari ko te mea rawe e rawa atu kua piki te ora, kua piki te kaha e ora tonu ana ia me te harikoa te rungo atu i tona reo e kōrero mai ana kia mātai tēnei ata. Kua hau tēnei ko tēnei apopata e mihi ana kia koutou katoa ki runga i tēnei o tā tātēnei taonga ara te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika. Tēnā koutou katoa.